two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, anglers, the spring walleye run is on at Willard Bay. Now, every year about this time when the weather warms up, those bug eyes commence their spawning ritual that may last up to 3 weeks. And now's the time to get out and pick them off while they're horny and stupid. Now, here with more expertise in the world of walleye is Gil P. Pickerel, fishing biologist with the World Walleye Institute in Baitfish, Alabama. Welcome, Mr. Pickerel.
Well, first of all, I'm a little concerned about you calling a walleye a bug-eye, Mr. Twister.
What's the problem?
Well, these are a minority fish in Utah, and they face discrimination, as you know.
Well, I will admit I prefer trout.
See there? You are in all kinds of trouble. Boy, you just wait till I get back to Alabama and report you. I'm taking out a piece of paper. What is your name again? You're on my fish list, buddy. Give me that name. It's Mr.
It's Twister.
Twister.
First name,
Mr. Mister. Okay. Well, you are in trouble now.
Okay. Well, anyway, Gil, can I call you Gil?
Well, my really close friends call me Pick.
Okay, well, Pick, what happens during this walleye mating ritual?
Well, it's simple. First, the males move into shallow water, and then they wait for the females to come by, and when they spot one, they start hitting on them.
Well, how do they do that?
Oh, you know, your usual bar pickup lines, you know, when you're trying to come on to some slimy babe. It's not that hard.
All right, but we're talking fish here, right?
Yeah, so it's like, hey, sweetheart, you smell like anchovies. Or, hey, I'll bet it was painful when you pierced your anal fin, huh?
All right, now.
Or, how about, hey, beautiful, did you know I used to be Flipper's agent?
Okay, well...
Or how about this one? Hey, you want to come back to my rocky shoal? We'll have a whale of a time listening to Shamu and his orchestra. Get it? Orchestra?
Yeah, I get it, but it's just about time to...
How about this one here? This is a good one. Hey, honey, let's you and me roll around in the row.
Okay, well, thanks
like
a lot for
too.
The
Hey, fish lips. How about this? Hey, fish lips, let's spend a few hours swapping bubbles.
Hello, my friend. These is Fabulo. And today, the lesson in love is how to love a woman who is standing in front of you holding a case of creamed corn. Ah, that's right, my friends. And what could possibly be more beautiful than a woman standing in front of you? Holding a case of creamed corn, huh? Ah, my friend, these, in Fabulo's eyes, is just as beautiful as a woman standing in front of you holding a case of green beans, huh? But, my friend, as you can see, these woman, you can see her approach. And as she approaches, you must first realize that this woman is a strong woman. No, I mean, if this woman is able to carry a whole case of creamed corn, then the possibilities are endless, huh? And Fabulo's advice to you is to greet this woman. That's right, my friend. You greet this woman, you have your arms open wide. As you quickly glance over to see if she perhaps has any more food in the back of her Toyota Tercel, huh? And then, as she inches even closer to you, her lips are tenderly quivering, as if to say, Hey, fat boy, put this on top of the pile, huh? That's right, my friend. Oh, ho-ho. What a woman you have found here. Huh? Not only is she generous and strong, but now you know. She is also playing hard to get, no? And as these woman is driving out of sight down 35th South in West Valley, you will know that in her heart, she came by to see you for only one reason, and one reason only. Because you were the person standing between her and the food truck. But this is Fabulo. And I will be back because, as always, I am the greatest lover of women in all of Utah. Oh, my friends, I cannot laugh like this very much. I'm choking up.